Taking the concept of a system into health IT, those interacting, interrelated, or interdependent elements, when linked together and used as an integrated whole, can contribute to higher quality and more efficient patient outcomes. This very simple schema from the AHIMA organization is an example of the common components of an inpatient system. The separate clinical components, such as the laboratory, the critical care units, the pharmacy, radiology, etc., those are represented by the blue spheres or circles in the diagram here. They feed their data into a central clinical data repository, illustrated by the dark red sphere in the center. A similar process is occurring with the financial system, which is there over to the right, the green circles, in this illustration. These two systems interoperate with one another. So, an example, when a laboratory test is completed in the clinical system, the financial system receives the information necessary to generate a bill or an insurance claim related to that particular laboratory test. The overlapping pink circle to the center of this diagram represents a rules engine that forms the foundation of a clinical decision support system. A clinical decision support system contains rules that activate when certain conditions are met. They are designed to support clinical decision making. So, for example, a very simple rule might exist that says, if a patient is allergic to penicillin, then the pharmacy system should reject any electronic orders for penicillin for that given patient. Then the pharmacy system should send a notice back to the person who ordered it in the first place. Decision support is a crucial part of the current meaningful use criteria and stands as a major challenge for HIT systems. CDS, or clinical decision support, is far more complex than the example provided here. Our goal in this unit is just to introduce you to the term and the concept, but rest assured, in the HIT world, CDS is a term you will hear frequently. This illustration only shows a clinical system exchanging data internally with only one other system. This belies the massive complexity behind data interchange in the real HIT world. HIT systems interact and exchange with many other systems, both internal and external to the institution, and many of which do not share the same language or standard ways of representing and transmitting their content. The work that occurs at the interfaces of disparate systems to facilitate the safe, correct, and efficient transfer of data and information in healthcare is incredibly complex and massively time-consuming. It is another one of the grand challenges of informatics that is inescapable. Similar to the subway system in a large city, there are numerous entrances, exits, and overlaps in the HIT environment, from very small focus systems in a provider office to a public health clinic to a large HIT system that supports global health.